next patient was next patient is Nadia Tupikina. The date of birth is 10/18/1980. Now Nadia is NADIA Tupikina. T as in Thomas, T-U-P-I-K-I-N-A, T-U-P-I-K-I-N-A, Tupikina. Next, paragraph. I'm sorry. The patient is referred by Milena Jugenti. That is M-I-L-E-N-A. Dr. Milena, M-I-L-E-N-A. Jugenti is J-G-U-E-N-T-I. J as in John, G as in George, U-E-N-T-I, Jugenti. MD. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of snoring and possible sleep apnea and abnormal chest CT with possible pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph. Respiratory illness. This is a 43-year-old female who has a history for snoring and a history of hypertension, was recently sent for a chest CT. With contrast on 8/15/23. The chest CT showed a cystic structure in the anterior mediastinum and enlargement of the main pulmonary artery trunk, which may suggest pulmonary artery hypertension. The patient said she has been evaluated 3 years ago with chest CTs. And a lobulated 2.7x3 cm lesion was noted in the anterior mediastinum, which had not significantly changed since 2014. There were also few ground glass nodular densities in bilateral lower lobes, likely inflammatory in etiology. An enlarged left axillary and subpectoral lymph nodes were noted, which were nonspecific. The patient states there's no significant cough or wheezing, and she has some shortness of breath with exertion. And she has been anemic. She has not had any recent 2D echocardiogram. Next, passistry. The patient's passistry is significant for hand surgery. History of systemic hypertension. History of gastroesophageal reflux and two small strokes. She also has hypothyroidism and eczema and fatty liver. Family history. Father had a history of prostate cancer. And is stable. Mother had hypertension. The next habits, the patient denies any history of smoking, and alcohol use was minimal. Next paragraph. Oh, can you please mention the patient did smoke at a young age, about a pack per day for 6 years, and quit. Next paragraph, review allergies, none listed. Next, review systems. The patient has had no recent weight loss and denies any double vision. She has fatigue and she has shortness of breath and coughing spells. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, no flank pains. She does have some joint pains and muscle aches, and denies anxiety or depression. And she has joint pains and occasional headaches, no numbness of the extremities, and denies skin rash or itching. Next, med list included aspirin 1 daily, sertraline 100 milligrams daily, protonix 40 milligrams daily. Labetalol 200 milligrams BID. Chlorothalidone 25 milligrams daily. Rosuvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Atomoxetine 80 milligrams daily. Atomoxetine is ATOMOXETINE. And azelastin nasal spray as needed. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built, middle-aged white female was alert, no acute distress. There was no pallor sign, there was just clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 136 by 80, pulse is 86, suspicion is 20, temperature 97.5. And weight is 174. Saturation 99, room air. HENT anomalous, pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thoracomegaly. Chest, equal movements with the essentially clear lung fields. Heart, the anthems are regular, sonar S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic cough with reactive airways disease. Number 2 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number three is rule pulmonary hypertension. Number four is systemic hypertension. And number six is anxiety. Next paragraph, plan, the patient will be sent for a complete pulmonary function study, 2D echocardiogram, and she'll be sent for a polysomnogram. She will use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN, for shortness of breath. And a follow-up visit be arranged in 4 weeks after the PFT is completed and polysomnogram is done. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Milena Giganti, J-G-U-E-N-T-I. G-G-U. Okay. Patient will be back in 4 weeks for a follow-up visit. Thank you for this consultation. Copy from Elena Giganti, MD. Let's talk to Susan.